hopefully. You know, I've made a conscious effort not to be like the same old cliches. The last two games have, you know, I've been positive and the lads are giving it their all and I'm seeing team spirit. And I mean all of those things. And it was nice today that I'm saying that without people, you know, responding, going, well, that's great, but we have some points, please. Which I get, you know, I totally get that. So it's nice. It'd been better to have the 3 points, which I think, you know, at 0-0 first half, I think there's only one winner. But obviously, the circumstances with 3 or 4 minutes to go, I think is a credit to the players once again.
Psychologically, that late goal from Gavin Massey, important probably for the rest of the season as well.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. I think it's a shame. I think Notts County won. I think that point could have taken us out the bottom two if they'd lost. But yeah, psychologically, it's nice for the boys to come in on Monday, or even just to spend the day with their families tomorrow and not have that lost again hanging over them. You know, they've been great in training. They've made me, as a positive person anyway, remain positive because they've given me the sort of feedback I want and how they train and their body language. And yeah, there was a 15-minute period in that second half where you think, is this going to be our day? Are they going to pull through it? And then they, you know, I think the subs made a massive difference and it just gave people that lift. And they kept going. I think if we played another 10 minutes, we'd have won the game.
Liam Kelly is back, and he's back as skipper, and his leadership could be important now.
Yes, definitely. I spoke to Huntie before, and just as getting the skipper back to Kelso, Dan, he's fine with that. I think people like Huntie. I don't want to throw too much at him just because he's a senior pro. He's like, he sort of runs the dressing room, and he's captain, and he's playing left back, and he's playing centre half, and he's right. And I don't want to. It's not fair to keep throwing too much at him. So I thought just Kelso's first game back, give him the captain's armband, and he leads by example. I think the players thrive off his energy, his enthusiasm. He's very streetwise. I think we've missed that. He's a bit cute, you know, and hopefully he will go from strength to strength. I wasn't too pleased when he had the air shot, but then Massey put it in and I was all right.
Sam Sargent produced a good save, but again, the defenders in front of him, they didn't react as quickly as the opposition did for the goal for Yeovil.
No, I think it was hard because I think the shot took a big deflection. So I think as defenders, you set up and go, it's going to go. Last minute went that way. I did have a chat with Miles after because I think it was Miles' man who scored. And that's just you know, I said, as you get older, you'll realise you've got to have about 15 eyes in the back of your head as a player, especially at first team level. So, you know, it wasn't a mistake from Miles, but he'll learn from that and maybe this time next year, you know, that person doesn't get that shot on goal.
It's been a while, hasn't it, since Leighton Oyndar kept a clean sheet. How worried are you about the number of goals conceded now?
It's not my main worry, to be honest. My main worry initially, and I'll stand by it because it's only sort of 13 days into the job, is the team spirit. Togetherness, because I was in a team at Cambridge many years ago and we were awful and the team spirit was even worse and there was changes, the managers changed, we had a foreign guy come in as a manager and the whole thing was a disaster. And so that sort of stuck with me. That's the only relegation I've had, and the first thing I had on my mind was, can we get a bit of positivity, a little bit of togetherness? Even in the hotel last night, we all ate together and I could just see, it's just a shame it's not the start of the season because I could really sense there's a togetherness starting. But, you know, we're in the mire still. We're right down there. And it's going to take more than a bit of togetherness to get us out of it. But I think you saw with some of the quality of play at times, especially with Massey, Sandro, Caroma when he come on, Big Macca, I think we've got plenty to be optimistic about.
What about Sandro Semedo? He had an opportunity in the first half to play in Gavin Massey. After that mistake, he seemed to lose a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we've worked a lot on that this week about leaving two up and going for it. It's sort of my mentality to football and to life. It's just to sort of have a go. And I think when you've got players like Gavin, Sandro, I just wanted to see what Yeovil did if we left two up. And we got lucky on the break and sort of everyone was expecting Sandro to go that way or play him in. And he done the one that no one expected, was to sort of drive into the defender. But, you know, he's young. He's not that young. And it's not an excuse I'm going to keep using for anyone who makes mistakes. I think he had a 20-minute lull in the second half and then he come alive. You know, I think it's no coincidence when Macca's on the pitch, I think wide players especially feel that if we get that ball in the box, there's every chance we're going to get something.
And Erisho, is he injured?
Yes, he's injured. I think 5 minutes for the half time, he sort of fell in his groin. So, you know, it was in my mind to make a few changes anyway, half time.
I suspect you were aware, you might even have seen on television, there was sort of there was something on the news about Leighton Wendt might be going out of the Football League after the defeat at home against Bournemouth. Some people had seemed to have written off Leighton Wendt, and we're barely into sort of mid-February. Has that actually helped, though, in terms of your own position, that to bring the players together against this, what some people see as a lost cause?
I wasn't at the Bournemouth game. When did we play Bournemouth?
Oh, sorry, the Morecambe game. The Morecambe game, sorry, Danny.
I think
was a good one.
Chairman didn't tell me about that one. It was a secret game. I think before those two games, and you go back to when Alberto was appointed, there was a lot of unrest with people, and the performances didn't and results didn't improve. And sort of Andy, initially it worked well, and then, you know, the results weren't happening for whatever reason. And I've had two games and lost two games, so I can only talk for myself the here and now and how I want to do it, how I've always wanted to do it. And it is to stay positive, to give the players clear messages, to not leave them on their own, leave them in the lurch. As I keep saying, there's a few youngsters out there, but now we've got a few experienced heads amongst them. So, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not concerned about relegation, because whether it's my first job, I'm 33 or not, I don't want to be part of a setup that gets relegated. So, first and foremost, I want to keep the club up, but I want to do it sort of my way. And at the minute, the players are buying into it, despite 1 point from nine. And hopefully we go to Plymouth as massive underdogs Tuesday with sort of nothing to lose. And if we can just show a little bit of the same spirit and a bit more finishing touch, I think we might be all right.
Finally for me, I assume that the Jordan Green move is now over. Does it mean that you can bring in maybe some players that are available?
Yes, as I said a while ago, Dave, I think the players are out of contract. You know, we've got lists, and I think initially my initial focus is to try and get my message across to the initial players. The Jordan Green thing, I spoke to a good chat with the lad yesterday, and I said, if it's not sorted by Sunday, then it's not fair on him, because he's just training with us and he's getting nothing out of it. So he's missing out on under 23 games at Bournemouth. So I would think, Dave, unless there's any change Monday, he will be back at Bournemouth. In terms of other players coming in, as I say, our recruitment department gives me a few lists, and probably after the Plymouth game, I'll have a look through that.